Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper, and with me, as always, is the beat writer and the heart of Giants Nation, Chris Bisignano. I think I meant to say editor, but I'm so excited. Excited in that day after the draft, a lot of things to talk about. Before we, I guess, dissect what the Giants did, Chris,
I think the
best thing to do is to kind of go through what happened 1 through 10. You know, not extensively with each pick, but this this played out a little differently than we all thought, obviously. But in the end, I think the Giants tried to make, or the Giants made, the best of a situation where they pivoted from the guy they wanted because they couldn't get him. And I'm ecstatic with what they got regarding draft picks next year.
Jerry, they looked at it after the Devontae Smith, after the Eagles moved up, they looked at it as an opportunity.
Yeah.
And they jumped on the opportunity.
Yeah.
The Bears wanted Justin Fields, and they weren't taking no chances with somebody else jumping them with the Giants. They threw in the number one. And from what I understand, Jerry, I guess you could guess I've been on the phones to 1:30 in the morning last night.
You're like Ian Rappaport.
Well, no, Ian's the best. Him and I wish, but
working the phones.
But Jerry, they look at it as they seized the opportunity. Now, a couple of things we learned. I'm sorry, Jay. Getting back to the Bears, when they offered their number one, it was a no-brainer.
Yep.
Dave Gettleman says, boom, deal done.
Yeah.
Okay. This number one, by the way, the Bears number one, could be a top 7-8 pick. They're going to probably go with Fields, maybe Dalton at first.
Yeah, who the hell's afraid of the Bears, right?
And the Bears could win 5-6 games, and the Giants could get a top 7-8 pick, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I know they went to the playoffs this year, but that doesn't mean crap for next year. Okay.
Sure.
Eight Giants looked at it and they seized the opportunity. They grabbed the number one, a four. They grabbed a five this year. Okay. They got that five back. They lost with Leo.
Yeah.
All right. They grabbed that back. Now, what we did determine was that the Giants were determined to add another playmaker. They passed on Slater. And now look, Jerry, I just put something on Twitter a little while ago. I'm not going to be a Monday morning quarterback and say, oh, yeah, no, I didn't want Slater. You know, oh, yeah, great move, Tony. No. Look, I wanted Slater.
Right.
I texted you last night, Jerry, right? We talked about it. Put it on Twitter. I would have ran to the podium. I feel the offensive line needed to be upgraded. And I felt Slater would have done that. But it is what it is.
Yep. We both felt leading up to the end of last week that Slater was the guy. What was weird, and we didn't have a podcast to discuss it, as we got closer, I wanted Parsons. And I'm like, just do it, guys. Because the other stuff hadn't come out, and his ability at linebacker and what he could bring to the defense. I got greedy, right? I know we needed Slater more, but I would have been happy with either. But let's go through this, how this shook out, because I just want to kind of give you my mindset while I'm watching this, right? So look, number one, easy, Trevor Lawrence. Two, Zach Wilson. No brainers. That's been said for weeks. Three, wasn't a surprise, but you kept hearing Mac Jones' name. Trey Lance goes there. I actually had that in my mock a month ago, so I'll take credit. Then my board went to crap after that. Pitts, like you said, was going to the Falcons. I had Ja'Marr Chase going there, but Pitts goes there. At five, the Bengals need to have their heads examined, I think. Look, Chase is going to be great, but I mean, you're going to have Joe Burrow wearing a suit of armor because you had Penei Sewell there. This was the pick that made the most sense for them. It's so easy, and they took Chase. Now, at six, this is where I said, all right, Knight's not going to go the way we thought. Only because I thought those two guys, Waddle and Smith, would be available for the Giants. When Waddle went to six, I thought, not uh-oh, but oh, wow, now it's only Devontae Smith that they're going to be that they want, right? Because I think you said it was going to be a toss-up between those two if they were there, probably,
right?
So then Dan Campbell in Detroit wisely jumps on Sewell. Can't believe you fell to him, probably. Like, holy crap.
Right.
Carolina goes not off the reservation, but, like, I guess they could have done anything here. We thought they might go quarterback even. And they go J.C. Horn.
Right.
Then Denver takes Patrick Surtain. So we're like, ha, every Giants fan in the world on Twitter, ha ha, Dallas, ha ha, you didn't get your guy. What are you going to do now? Yeah. Well, they answered the question. And the Eagles, and I had Eagle fan friends of mine, I do have a couple, texting me saying, we want Smith. And I said, I literally just wrote, well, you're going to have to jump us to get him. And all of a sudden, who's on the clock? Philly. So yeah. Philly gets their guy trading up with Dallas. Then that's where it is. That's where we are, right? So we're picking next. And you and I thought Slater, maybe Parsons. But the Giants did exactly what we wanted them to do. If they were going to take an edge rusher, we said, do not take it at 11. Trade the hell down.
Yes.
So they trade down to 20. And that's, I thought at that point, I'm like, all right, I get why you did this. Right, Chris? Like, if your guy was Devontae Smith, I'm fine with that move.
Yeah. Right. And when you throw in a number one, it's like, okay.
Right.
You know?
Right. And they got a one, like you said, a four next year, a five this year. Giant fans, I think, were ecstatic of that. And I don't want to go through all the rest of these picks. But then Parsons, of course, joins Vander Esch and your boy Jalen Smith to give us nightmares for the next 10 years, probably, in Dallas, which scares the hell out of me. They still can't cover anybody. And then as it goes, you know, the Chargers thing, your tweet made me laugh about, I think it was the Chargers. I don't know what you were saying. But you go, oh, yeah, the Chargers pick Slater because, you know, they want to protect their young quarterback or something to that effect.
And guess what? The Jets did the same thing the next pick.
Great move by the Jets. Got to give them credit, trading up, getting him. Pats stand still, get their guy at 15. God bless Bill Belichick. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Cardinals take your boy Collins, who you've fallen in love with, I believe, over the last couple weeks.
Yes, sir.
Raiders take Alex Leatherwood, kind of a surprise there, I guess. I don't. The Raiders are
total surprise.
The Raiders are just such renegades. They'll do anything. They're capable of anything.
They do everything but win.
Right. Just surprise, baby.
Yeah.
Then you got the Dolphins taking Phillips, who has concussion issues, but probably the best pass rusher. Washington improves, taking Davis from Kentucky. I was glad they didn't get the Notre Dame kid, but at the same time, they just keep improving their front seven, making it sickening.
And I was telling you about this Davis kid
yesterday. Yeah, I know. Right? Yes.
Telling you about this Davis kid yesterday. I thought they were going to go with the Wu kid from Notre Dame too, Jerry.
Right.
But it didn't surprise me because I told you yesterday, watch this kid Davis and watch Zaven Collins, right? And the last pick in the draft, Joe Tryon. So, but Jerry, look, they were determined to add a playmaker to the Giants. This is how they felt.
Yeah.
Okay.
How did you feel initially when they drafted Tony, Chris?
How did I feel initially? I was surprised. I thought they were going to go edge there.
I was like, Quiddy Pay, everyone, this is it. Okay. We're going to get him at 20, not at 11.
I thought they were going to go Quiddy Pay, Jerry. Yep. I did. Yep. I even thought they were going to go maybe the Georgia kid, Aziz.
Yeah, you know? Right. There you go.
But they didn't. They wanted that other playmaker. They felt very confident that Kadarius Toney would be there at 20. Very confident. They were right.
Yeah.
All right. They also felt that if somebody shocked them before that and took Tony, they had Rashad Bateman on the board too.
Right.
Who they had rated pretty well.
Yes.
Okay. Who went way after them with the Ravens, right?
Yep.
So they felt they look, Jerry, the bottom line is that they wanted another playmaker for Daniel Jones.
Right.
That's it. So what happens? The Smith thing happens. They were going to take Devonta Smith, no question.
Yeah.
The Eagles jump him. The Giants turn around and turn that into a very positive, you know, they turned into assets. Okay, so now they trade for number one, and they still get a top flight receiver, Jerry. They had, like most scouts did, a lot of scouts, I should say, around the league, is that they had, you know, the Chase, Waddle, Smith.
Yep.
And then this kid, Tony, right underneath them.
Right.
You know, this kid can, listen, I guess we can get into Tony a little bit now. He's our guy.
Yeah.
The kid is a playmaker, dude. The kid is, I mean, he's electric. He's got that first step explosion. Right. He's a real good yak kid.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know where the hell this crap is going around about gadget guy. He's a gadget. What does that mean? Because he can run jet sweeps?
The best compliment I heard was when Saban said, I worried about two guys on Florida, 84-1.
Yeah.
To me, it was like, okay. All right. And then when I saw the highlights, Chris, look, guys, I don't watch Florida every week. But when you see the highlights, you're almost like, well, why wasn't he higher? Like, he caught everything. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Jerry, watching the... I sort of gave his... I say about three or four times last year. Because, you know, the SEC's on a lot.
Sure.
Obviously.
Yep.
And every time I saw him, it wasn't just Pitts standing out. It was Tony, too. You know?
Right.
Now, a lot of the main issue with a lot of fans, and why it was a little bit of a surprise to me they went with this kid, because he's had some off-field issues.
Yes.
Something with a fake gun or a real gun. I don't know. Something like that with the cops down in Florida and all that.
Yeah.
And so I was curious whether or not they would stay away from somebody who maybe has some issues. They didn't. Now.
Which is why I think, which is why I thought originally, Chris, sorry, that they didn't take Parsons. But go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, we all kind of felt that could have been an issue, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't.
Yeah.
They just wanted this receiver, okay?
Yep.
Now, Jeremy Pruitt, who's now on Joe Judge's staff, you know, Judge leaned on him. Mm-hmm. One of the guys he leaned on. Pruitt recruited Tony coming out of high school.
Yeah.
Obviously gave positive reviews. Chris Pettit felt very positive about him after meeting him.
Yeah.
Okay. They obviously did their due diligence, Jerry, as much as they could with the COVID times last year.
Sure.
This year, I should say. Mm-hmm. And they feel confident that the kid has some immaturity issues, but that's past him. They're not worried about anything. Now, that could come back and burn him.
Right.
Or you might never hear of another thing from this kid.
Right.
But getting back to the field, what he could do on the field, the kid is a playmaker, dude. Yeah, 10 touchdowns last year and 70 catches. He could kill you from the slot. He could return punts. He could go on the outside. You could use him like a Deebo Samuel. I mean, I don't know. You know, I just started getting into it with this gadget crap. What does that mean, gadget? He's a gadget guy. What does that mean? Because he could do what Deebo does? He'll kill you on jet sweeps. He'll kill you on bubble screens. That's what you want, no, Jerry?
Chris, versatility? His measurables are very similar to Beckham from height, weight, speed, everything. Right? Yeah. So, look, all of you, well, I'm not saying he's Odell, but if he could be close to that without the off-field nonsense, you got to be happy about this. And we're not Monday morning quarterbacking. This is why you don't do the podcast at 11 o'clock the night of the draft, because it would have been a lot different, right? It would have been.
Might have been. Yep.
What the hell? Like, even when they traded down at first, it was like, oh, come on, make the pick. And then I thought, nah, this was smart what they got. I mean, everybody who said Gettleman doesn't trade down, and we said, look, he's never done it, but doesn't mean it won't happen. He did it, and he got a haul. You get a 1, a 4, and a 5 for that to go 9 spots down and get the guy supposedly that you wanted, the next guy you wanted on the board. You can't fault that. So I was ecstatic with the trade down. The more I see this kid, the more I learn about him, the happier I am.
You're going to love him, dude.
Yeah.
You're going to love him, dude.
Like, now the only thing is, does this spell the end of Sterling Shepard, Chris?
Well, look, I think we talked about that on Twitter last night. Shep's got one more year, I feel.
I mean, can this kid play the outside? My question. That's a bad question.
I mean, he could play the inside. He could really play the inside, you know, with Shep. Look, we got Galladay for the outside now. You got Slayton for the outside, too. Yeah. You got this kid mismatching now up in the secondary, coming from the slot. You know, you play a little outside. And Jerry, you're going to see this kid even line up in the backfield at times.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if Garrett uses him the right way.
Now it's all on him, right?
Right. Now, Shep.
Yeah.
Look, you asked about Shep.
Yeah.
Next year, if he's released after this year, you know, it's a zero cap and all that stuff and dead hit and whatever it is. Shep's had issues. You know, I hate to say it, but you look at this kid and Shep might have 1 year left in. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then we'll see what happens next year because he's a big cap hit in 2022.
Yeah.
For a team that's going to need some cap money.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Even with the cap going up, with all these contracts coming in, you know, the Giants spent a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
This whole season, you know. So you could see that maybe Shep maybe not surviving, you know, after this year, you know. But, you know, I'm sure they're not thinking of maybe long term, okay, yeah. But they look at it right now, Jerry, as a dynamic, another playmaker next to Galladay, Slayton, and let's not forget Saquon, you know, coming back, and your boy Evan Engram.
How about your boy Kyle Rudolph? I'm more excited about Kyle Rudolph, Chris, than Evan Engram, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Like you said, Jerry, a few seconds ago, we're not going to Monday morning quarterback. I'm not going to say, oh, no, I never wanted a Slater. Oh, yeah, no, that was great. Yeah. I wanted Slater, Jerry. I felt this offensive line needs to. Now, that's not saying they can't go out and get a top flight guard tonight, Jerry, at 11. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They feel very confident with these young kids. That's a fact. They feel very confident with this young offensive line. But, Jerry, the bottom line is, before you jump in, 1 second.
Yeah.
It's still a bottom five offensive line, and they feel confident, but It's still out there. It might not. You know?
I'm getting the sense that they're going to roll with these five. If they don't take a guard tonight, then they're rolling with the five that they have, and they're confident in it, and they're going to live or die by that line. I really hope they add a guard tonight, whether it's your boy Wyatt Davis in round two.
Or even Trey Smith, dude.
Right, yeah.
I like Trey Smith better than Davis, yeah. I'll even take my boy Banks from Notre Dame.
Of course. Why not? But look, you get away from the draft and what they did and big picture-wise. Mm-hmm. You know, Slayton or Tony are they're the fourth receiver right now, and that's pretty good, right? That's how you got to look at it because, you know, I mean, you just look at Galladay as one. Sterling Shepard's in the slot. He's old, reliable. You're looking at, you know, potentially Darius Slayton as your fourth receiver now. And that gets me excited. I hope
that Jason,
I just hope that Jason Garrett gets creative and that the line can hold up. And if they can build on that line tonight, that'd be a lovely thing. And then you have two firsts next year and all of a sudden we have a lot of draft picks now and some capital. And even guys in the media were, you know, really gushing over what Gettleman did. Local guys, national guys, they were like, this trade, not the pick as much, but the trade was brilliant. The trade was, when you come away with a first and drop nine, and dude, to our credit, we both talked about this. Will they drop down with New England? Will they drop down with the Bears? Those teams need quarterbacks. And also the fact that three quarterbacks only went ahead of the Giants instead of four, that also contributed to this as well. Yeah. So Waddle going six, two corners before Dallas, and then only three quarterbacks, that contributed to this. But look, man, I thought the Giants made the absolute best of a situation that maybe wasn't ideal for them. Maybe they wanted Devontae Smith. But if you ask me now, would you rather have Devontae Smith there or come away with what we did? I choose the latter. I really do. Coming away with that extra one next year, and if they believe in this kid, Tony, and I believe in Joe Judge being able to coach him and get creative with him, I think I choose this more than having Devontae Smith. That's where I'm at. Yeah. And I wouldn't have said that. You know what? If you presented me that before the draft, I don't know what I would have said. But maybe I'm just growing into liking it. But Chris, your tweet before, how you guys feel? Other than Kyle Johnson, who's always a curmudgeon, but we love him, and a couple other guys, the responses were really positive on Twitter. I was kind of shocked.
Yeah, I think a lot of people settled down and just started, you know, analyzing it themselves, Jerry, looking at it themselves and saying, you know what? Hey, this wasn't bad. You know what I mean? I mean, since we're not going to get Smith, since they jumped and they didn't get Smith.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people look at it now like, hey, all right, we won't get Smith. He got picked before. So they built a lot of, you know, they got some capital and they got a top flight receiver.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, look, Waddle, Chase, Devonta Smith, chances are, you know, they're going to be really good.
Yeah.
We'll see, you know. But you got to remember a kid like Justin Jefferson last year, taken in the second round, probably the best receiver coming out.
Right.
Right?
Right.
He turned out to be the best receiver last year, right?
Yeah, good point.
So I'm not saying, now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying Tony's going to be the best. All I'm saying is that don't think because he was drafted 20, he won't have a better year than a Jalen Waddle.
Right.
Or Devonta Smith.
Right.
You know, it's not like I'm talking out of my you-know-what because, you know, it's been proven.
Yeah.
Receivers in the second round, you know, they've been better actually guys that were drafted up in the first round. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
So they got a playmaker, Jerry, and they got another number one, and they got a fifth round for tonight that they lost.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Leo.
So now we have seven picks again.
Right.
In this draft. You know, so that's good.
So and they did pretty good last year with the fifth, the middle round guys. You know, they got some guys that contributed. So
yep.
Dave will be looking to, you know, I'm sure shore up the offensive line a little bit. Maybe, you know, shore up the defensive line. Maybe add another defensive lineman. And we'll see what he does tonight, you know, at the 42nd pick. Does he go edge, Jerry? Does he go with – who's going to be there at 11
now? Your boy is still there from Georgia, right?
Look, two of my boys are there. Aziz from Georgia and obviously the Wolf from Notre Dame are still on the board.
What about the tackle from Notre Dame, Lichtenberg? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, no, Jerry, I got to be honest with you, dude. I'm not trying to sound like a wise ass here, but I actually saw a few mocks where a couple of guys had him in the first round.
Yeah.
I saw the kid every game. I laughed at that.
Yeah. If there's one thing you know, it's Notre Dame football.
I laughed at that. I said, like, guys, what crack are you smoking? That this kid's a first round. No way, you know? I have him as like a late second, third. Now, I'm not the one evaluating the talent in the Giants' room, you know? I don't see it, Jerry, at 11 tonight, at 42nd overall. I don't see it, Jerry.
Right.
Matter of fact, Jerry, I would give you that they would go with Aaron Banks, the guard, before they go with Liam, you know, at 42.
Interesting. Yep.
You know, but Jerry, I got to be honest with you, dude. If the Woo's there at 42, I sprint to the podium. If he's not there, Jerry, and Trey Smith is there, I break an ankle going to the podium.
That's awesome.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's how highly I think of him. I don't think – I like Wyatt Davis. I've said that. I don't think as him as highly as I do Trey Smith.
Smith. Yeah, I just said Wyatt Davis because that was in your mock. You had him going.
What I'm saying is that – yeah, no.
Yeah.
Jerry, I get it. Totally. I had him in the mock.
Yeah.
And I like him a lot, dude.
Yeah.
But if Trey Smith is there, I'm going with him. You know what I mean? So – to me, Trey Smith is a guy, he plays right guard from day one, dude. Even Wyatt Davis, throw him in right guard. To me, he's right guard from day one, dude. You know what I mean? We'll see. You know, one of them might be there, Jerry, at 11. We'll see what Dave does. He might, you know, and then we'll see who the edges are there, you know, so.
Do you think they would, you think they give serious thought to Freiermuth, or is that just wishful thinking on my part?
To who, Jerry?
Penn State tight end.
Oh, and wow. I don't think so. Now with Rudolph.
Yeah.
I don't see it, Jerry.
Yeah.
You mean that second round? Tonight's pick?
Yeah.
42nd?
Yeah. Because you look at the list of names now, dude, and it's like, wow, we're going to get a very good player here. Like, I'm psyched about what we can get in round two. Yeah.
Oh, no doubt, man. Plenty of talent out there, you know. I don't see it, Jerry. But would it shock me? No.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, Evan's playing in his last year, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're going to move on from him.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is playing in his last year.
I mean, I know they really like him and like that, but I'm sure they're going to move on from him, you know?
For the Giant fans who are concerned about the pass rush and saying, you know, are we going to go by committee? Because that's a lot of texts I was getting last night. What do you say to them, Chris? Like, I look at this like defense would have been a luxury to pick last night. And I admittedly wanted Parsons because of, you know, the ability that he has. But I just think that's a luxury pick more. But what do you say to the Giant fan who says, I'm still concerned that we don't have that pass rusher that we really
you should
need?
Be. Yeah, you should be. And you might see it tonight. You know, this look, Jerry, there's some kids out there still, man. You know, we talk, you know, even this Carlos Basham kid, watching him the last week, I'm saying, you know, you got to like what he does, you know?
Yeah.
Is it a concern? Sure, because is Leo Williams going to get 11 and a half sacks again? Are they going to get 40 sacks again? Maybe not.
Right.
You know, it's still a concern, no question about it. So, but that might be their priority tonight, Jerry. They might go with that edge kid at 42 tonight.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of felt that, you know, from what I understand, they feel that they could get a pretty solid pass rusher in the second round. And we're going to see in about, you know, how many hours, you know what I mean? We're going to see it at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yep.
You know, and there's still some talent out there, Jerry, in the second round, you know, that could get to the quarterback a little bit.
So we were concerned that because Doug Peterson left, that the Eagle-Giant rivalry was kind of dead. That's ramped back up again, buddy. I mean, to have the Eagles deal with Dallas, wow. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I like that from Judge last night. That was good.
Yeah. You
know? Yep. And you know Joe Judge, he hates the Eagles right now. And he was an Eagle fan his whole life. Dude, but after what happened, you know, the last game of the season and now this.
He may hate them more than me.
You know? So, you know, I think the competitiveness, you know, the hatred is getting built up. But,
yeah,
you know, Dallas, Philly, I mean, I was surprised with that, dude. I was surprised with that.
Now, look, he gave the right answer, gave a very professional answer. Do you think behind the scenes he's like, you got to be effing kidding me? Do you think he's that guy or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think Dave Gettleman said the same thing.
Because they're a professional when he asked him, like, no, we suspected that. And Joe Judge was like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
But you can see Joe Judge be like, what?
It didn't shock them.
Yeah.
You know? Because like I just said, you know, even Howie Roseman was talking with Gettleman this week about swapping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it didn't shock them. But I think when it actually went off,
yeah,
I think I'm sure they were like to themselves, "Are you effing kidding me?" You got, you know,
yeah,
you know what I mean. So, I guess the justice would be, Jerry, the first time Dallas and the Eagles play, like, you know, Devonta Smith beats him in the last 2 minutes
yeah,
with a 60-yarder or something. You know what I mean? Something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, so, you know, and but Dallas feels good. They lost Sean Lee. You know, he retired, and they're going to put – they need a defense bad, and they're going to put Parsons, you know, with Van Der Esch if he stays healthy, and Jalen Smith, you know. Look, Jerry, when the Broncos took Patrick Surtain, that threw the monkey wrench and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, that threw the monkey wrench. That set the motion, that trade.
Yep.
That got that trade ball rolling.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Which makes you believe, too, that Denver probably feels pretty confident that they may be able to land Aaron Rodgers. Okay?
Who's amazing.
As I put on Twitter yesterday, is now crying to get out of Green Bay.
Yes.
And you know what kills me, Jerry? Just quickly on this, you know, he's a diva. Please, I don't want to hear no crap, the disrespect crap and all that. You know what I mean? This is what happened with him. Yeah. When he was drafted, Brett Favre acted like a diva, like a little baby. Remember? You'd think he would be like a little different. Not that it happened to him, but Aaron Rodgers has had this diva crap back to Mike McCarthy days. Okay?
Yeah.
Ever since he was going out with that actress, whatever, he's been like
Olivia
a little bit of a diva.
Yeah.
So he wants out now, supposedly, whatever. We'll see. So to me, getting back to the point is that look for Denver here. Look for Elway and the new GM, George Patton and all that, to maybe land Aaron Rodgers as they went, you know, with the cornerback there at 9.
That threw the
monkey wrench and everything, Jerry, right
there. You have Rodgers, Mahomes, Herbert in the same division. Derek Carr. I mean, it's funny. All of a sudden, I look at the Raiders like, wow, they're pulling up the rear there, at least as far as, you know, excitement and maybe even in the standings, but be interesting to see where he goes and if he does end up in Denver. But I think you're right. I think that does set the stage. But yeah, I mean, you see it on Twitter, like, you know, he wants out and okay, goodbye. Like, okay, like you said,
learn
from like what you went through, you know, pass it on, man.
Well, I mean, Jerry, look, just say like it is. You know, Matt LaFleur got there and he didn't like his system at first. He was bitching and moaning the first year with him. They won 13 games. He's bitching and moaning. Bitching and moaning about not getting a receiver, even though he has one of the best receivers in the game.
Yeah.
You know, last year, okay, he got along with the head coach better. After he didn't get along with McCarthy anymore. You know, I mean, and now the contract, he's feeling disrespected because they didn't tell him about the love pick. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you know, come on, Aaron, enough now. But whatever. He's great. We all know that, Jerry. He's the MVP. And if he keeps, you know, he sounds like to me he has no problem sitting out or being a Jeopardy host if he has to do that. And all that. So we'll see how that plays out. But that's what threw the monkey wrench, Jerry, right there. When Denver took Surtain, it was like, oh, God. You know what I mean? The Eagles got the ball.
Well, first we were laughing at Dallas. I mean, a lot of fun on Twitter for about 2 minutes. Yeah, Dallas, you got screwed. And then, then they did what they did.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
And look. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, go ahead. Make your point.
No, I think it was a little bit of a surprise that the Dolphins went with Waddle at 6.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
You know, so that was a surprise to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, they felt that the Dolphins are going to take, you know, Devonta Smith there, you know.
Yep.
After the Bengals took Chase, you know.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of people even felt, Jerry, the Dolphins were going to go with Penny Sewell, you know.
Yeah, I had him going Slater, I think.
You know?
I think I had him going Slater. Yeah.
So they let him pass.
Yep.
So that's go ahead.
Before we wrap up, what any predictions for tonight? Because I can't predict the Giants anymore. Only thing was I was happy they trade down, but I didn't have Kadarius Toney. So, what do you think for tonight, bud?
Jerry, I'm gonna go with Edge tonight.
Okay.
Look, if one of those kids drops to them, I think that's a no-brainer.
Who do you want? How about that?
Well, you know I want.
Oh, the ankle breaking.
You know I want.
Yeah.
You know I want the Woo.
Yeah.
You know if he's there. Or even a kid from Georgia. Obviously, if they're both there, I want the rule.
Yeah.
But I love the kid from Georgia too, Jerry.
Yeah.
I felt he was a late first round, early second round talent.
Yep.
I really did.
Yeah.
You know, and if he's there, you know, and if not, Jerry, if those two off the board edgewise, you know, chances are you could have one of these big guards out there. You know, one of these big guards. And to me, that'll that'll beef up this offensive line. Maybe even a kicker stepping from day one, like we just talked about with Trey Smith and Wyatt Davis, you know. That's where I think they go. Edge or offensive line tonight, Jerry? How do you feel about that? you know, but you never know with Dave, you know.
I like to say they stay true to their board, and you have no idea what their board is now at this point. You can kind of surmise what it is before you hear whispers, but now it's like, all right, I don't know if they have Wyatt Davis higher than any of these kids, or I have no idea what they're looking at. But yeah. I would hope they go. I think they are all in on their line. They may take an insurance policy in the third round. I think they're going to go edge in round two.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Now, Jerry, do you think they would go offensive tackle? There's a couple of kids out there still. The Samuel Cosby kid from Texas, the Tevin Jenkins kid, who a lot of people kind of liked, is out there still. Do you think they would go? Forget about guard. Just pure tackle.
In round two or three?
Yeah, tonight with the 42nd pick.
No.
Okay, so just basically edge or guard.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad, but
I'm kind of with you, bro. I'm with you, bro.
I think they're all in on Thomas and Parrot.
Yeah.
If anything, they're going to upgrade guard.
Well, they need a guard right now, right, Jerry? I mean, I don't want to hear no Zach Fulton crap.
Right.
You know, Hernandez and Lemieux, you feel confident with
no.
that?
No.
You feel confident
Tom Jones,
with Zach?
I'm scared to death.
You feel confident with Zach Fulton, who I probably could have beat for a sack last year?
No, not at all.
Now, Jerry, if they draft a Wyatt Davis tonight with Trey Smith, you feeling confident going into the training camp a little bit better?
Much more so, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But they also have a need, you know, at edge. So at 42, Jerry, they should get a pretty decent player, bro.
Yeah, can't wait. I'm excited for tonight.
You know? So we'll see. Well, me and you, I guess we'll stick with it. Well, I'll see edge tonight at 42. Jerry, you're going with edge too. Right?
I agree. Yep. Especially since it didn't first round. I knew last night was going to be weird, though, when the Rangers got smoked and their playoff hopes were dashed very early on. By like 7-10, it was over.
Boston win last night?
Well, the Islanders did, right? I don't know, but the Islanders moved. The Rangers had a chance to be within 1 point of the Islanders if they won both. Islanders are so good. It kills me. But I don't know what Boston did.
Well, I don't want to sound like a wise guy, but, you know, I guess you can't play the Sabres or the Devils every game.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you got to beat better teams than that. Sure. Absolutely, dude.
I mean, it seems like they're playing the Sabres and the Devils for like 3 weeks, you know?
Right. Yeah, they had 4 in a row against the Devils. I'm like, hey, Rangers look good. Nope, not so much.
I think they might have maybe a little bit of a fooled some fans there with the competition they were playing. But they got a good squad. Next year for you guys, bro. But
yeah.
Did we make Giant fans feel a little bit better, Jerry? I think so. Trade?
I think, you know what? I don't know how much work we had to do based on the responses, though.
Yeah,
I think people felt better already.
I saw a lot of people liked it, Jerry. I think a lot of people started thinking about it overnight. Right. Got on Twitter this morning and said, hey, you know what?
Yeah,
we got another number one here, and this kid, you know, Jerry. A lot of people aren't college football fans; they don't really watch it,
right?
You know,
especially last year. It was a weird year,
and it was a weird year last year. You know, weird year. You know, and I think a lot of people started looking into the kid, Tony, and saying, "Oh, holy crap! You know, this freaking kid can play." You know,
right? I admittedly did it myself. I'm like, wait, why wasn't he higher? this kid looks like a video game. So,
yeah. You know, it all depends on the teams, you know, at the time, what they need or whatever it is, Jerry, that kids could drop. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people started looking into this Kadarius last night and this morning saying, wow, this kid could freaking play, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
And they feel better about that. Listen, Jerry, we addressed it a little while ago. I see some people on Twitter, they're concerned about off-field stuff with this kid.
Yeah.
And I get it. Mm-hmm. But we'll see how that plays out, you know? But... like you said, dude, people were ecstatic that they got another number one. Ecstatic.
Yeah, they were. Yep. I am. I'm very happy with that.
And he got a 5 for this year and a 4 next year. You know?
Yeah, right. So yeah. Nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, you can't look at Dave and the thing would happen, jumped in front of him. That's just bad luck, dude. You can't say, well, Dave should have did that. You know what I mean? Come on. You know?
I will say this though. Years ago when the Giants traded, I thought of this right away, when the Giants traded one spot up with Tennessee to draft Jeremy Shockey in 2002, an idiot at the time, I said, the hell would you do that for? That was a stupid trade. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, now you know why. Right?
That's right. That's exactly it. Because someone else may do it.
Yeah. Now you know why the Eagles did what they did. You know,
man, that rivalry has got some blood in it last night, man. Wow.
Yep.
Woo. Should be fun.
So,
all right, dude.
All right, so I'm hoping the Giant fans are relaxed a little bit, happier, yeah. I should say, right?
Yep.
And tonight, rounds 2 and 3. And Jerry, let's see if we can reel in a little edge guy or build up that offensive line tonight, you know?
Yep, absolutely. Would be nice.
With these two picks. I mean, I know Dave loves the defensive lineman of Mahog Mollies, but please, Dave, you know, build up the offensive line. You got Jones the weapons. Now make him stand up on his 2 feet so we don't get freaking killed too. You know what I mean? So.
There it is. Nice.
Buddy.
I can't top that.
Buddy, I've been telling you this since February, March. They're an offensive line away from going where they want to go.
Yeah, that's true. I think so.
Let's get another kid in here. Hopefully the other kids progress. Some of these young kids. And the division's there, buddy. The division is there. And it's there for the taking, as we all know. You know, Washington didn't get that quarterback, right, Jerry?
No, they didn't. Nope.
They're going with Fitz.
Yep.
They didn't get that quarterback, which was all like
real roll of the dice by them.
Wow. You know, even you're that, Jerry,
you're building this team, guys, and you're going with Fitz. All right,
Jerry. Even that, I was thinking it back by my last time. Washington was kind of staying put. I was like, are they going to jump somebody? Are they going to try to get Fields? You know what I mean? Yep,
exactly.
You know, or were they going to jump somebody and try to get Mac Jones?
Right.
You know, and Mac Jones winds up going. Is that a good sign for New England and Bill, by the way, that Mac Jones has the same body that Tom Brady did coming out of college? Did you see his body?
It's amazing.
It's the same body. It looks like he never lifted a weight in his life. I know. Just like Brady did, right?
I know. It's unbelievable. And the Brady
guy turned out to be pretty good, you know? So.
Yeah. One more question. You know, I'm thinking about it. Does this put all the pressure on Garrett and Daniel Jones now?
Oh, absolutely, Jerry.
Yeah.
Absolutely, dude. I mean, Jerry, that offensive line is going to have to look like 5 paper clippings. For them not to blame Garrett if this offense is not good next year, dude. Come on, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
They got weapons up to you know what now.
Yeah.
Now you got to block for Daniel a little bit.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of people forget because it's just natural that Saquon's coming back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Right. It's like another pick.
You know, Saquon, you know, I said it, I think we said it in the last podcast, a few podcasts ago, when Saquon went down, it took a lot what Jason Garrett wanted to do. It took it away, you know?
Yeah. Without Galladay, without Tony, like you just had Slayton and Shepard and Ingram.
By the way, Phil Sims, his kid, Chris, he loved the pick, dude, Tony.
Yeah,
he said
I saw
the
that.
Giants stole this kid. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we'll see, buddy, when they get on the field in August, you know? So
good stuff, buddy. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed this one. Hope, like Chris said, we made you feel better if you didn't feel good about it. And then we'll enjoy tonight. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription. And download The Giant Insider app from the App Store. All right, guys. Friday nights are Giant nights. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.